January 1, promise of peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. I wish you a happy new year. Let us put away everything like distrust and want of faith in Jesus forever. Let us commence a life of simple childlike trust, not relying upon feeling but upon faith. Do not dishonor Jesus by doubting his precious promises. He wants us to believe in him with unwavering faith. There is a class who say, I believe, and claim all the promises which are given on condition of obedience. While they claim everything in the promises of God, they do not the works of Christ. God is not honored by any such faith. It is a spurious faith. Then we see a people trying to keep all of God's commandments, but there are many of these who do not come up to their exalted privileges and claim nothing. God's promises are to those who keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. I have to fight the good fight of faith every day. I have to put to the stretch the powers of faith and not rely upon feeling, and act as though I knew the Lord heard me and would answer me and bless me. Faith is not a happy flight of feeling. It is simply taking God at his word and believing because God has said he would do this. I hope you will not become in any way discouraged. God wants you to be free. He wants you to be believing, to be trustful, and just cease to doubt and believe. May God help you. A new year has opened upon us. Let it be a happy new year. Nestle in the sheltering arms of Jesus and do not wrestle yourself out of his arms. Just believe and praise God and go forward. We are almost home. The Lord is coming. Look up and rejoice, for your redemption draweth nigh. I see in Jesus a compassionate, loving Redeemer, one who can save to the uttermost all who come unto him. Bear your whole weight on the promises of God. Believe it is your privilege to believe. Letter 31, January 1, 1887, to Martha Bordeaux, wife of an early minister in Europe.